T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Senator Ted Cruz screwed up. If you know him and you get this podcast to him, I think I can help. His big mistake was apologizing to the media for going down to Mexico, where, you know, it's warm and the lights are on, unlike Texas, which has gone to 42% renewables, and naturally the lights aren't on there. In fact, the only part of Mexico that shut down during the big storm was the part that gets their energy from Texas. Think of this. A third world country can't depend on us, a first world country, for their energy anymore. And where do senators from first world countries send their families to get warm? To the third world. Oh, it says everything. It's too priceless to let go. He needs to hightail it back to Mexico. I say he played it all wrong. He should have refused to apologize, said he was staying down there where it was warm, and then done something that would have really helped America. Take a tour of AMLO's coal fire plants. Wait, what? Who? AMLO. AMLO is the president of Mexico, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, popularly known as AMLO. AMLO's got a plant, and it's a pretty good one. He says he is going to duplicate the Trump manufacturing success strategy. Unsaid, of course, is that we are abandoning it, and he sees the big opportunity to kick our rear end in manufacturing, which, if he does this, he will. Let me explain the American manufacturing renaissance to you. It happened because of two things at one time. Trump drop-kicking NAFTA and a ton of regulations that held our manufacturing industry back, while simultaneously pushing Trump tax cuts, which allowed foreign investment in that had been blocked at the border. But also because of the explosion of fracking, allowing cheap energy. That was our upper hand. That's why manufacturing grew like it did. They might have cheap wages, practically slave labor, in some of these other countries, but we had cheap energy that we didn't have to import. Well, Mexico does too. And AMLO, who once billed himself as a soft Marxist, but is now selling himself as a populist, he's actually a good friend of Trump's, go figure, says, essentially, if America doesn't want to lead manufacturing, I do. So do you know what he's doing? It's genius. He just reactivated a pair of coal-fired plants on the Texas border. This is according to The Guardian, which were being wound down as natural gas and renewables took a more prominent role in Mexico's energy mix. Can't compete with expensive energy, duh. You know, Biden's plan, in other words. Here's what The Guardian says. Not only is López Obrador betting big on fossil fuels, he's also curtailing clean energy. Did you hear that? Curtailing, as in he's cutting it off. He's done with that bad idea. The populist president has promoted a vision of energy sovereignty in which state-run bodies, the oil company Pemex and the Federal Electricity Commission, CFE, pump petroleum and generate electricity. Brilliant. It'd be better if they were private sector, but whatever, it'll work. Private players, which have heavily invested in clean energy, are being relegated to a secondary role in López Obrador's vision, while emissions and climate commitments are an afterthought. Genius. They're going to kick our butt in manufacturing. I guess I can't stop laughing reading this. Instead of thinking of a transition from coal and fossil fuels, he's thinking of using more coal and petroleum, said Adrian Fernandez Bemanutz, a director of something I can't say, an environmental organization. Do I need to keep reading?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If Cruz really wanted to help America, he'd tour these plants that Obrador is putting back online. Now, why did Obrador tell The Guardian he's doing this? One of the reasons is he wants to kick our butt in manufacturing, obviously. But the other one is that he says that U.S. energy supply, which they were depending on taking across the border, partially anyway, is increasingly unreliable. You think? After the week we just had? He also nearly prophetically said, because this happened before the Texas rolling blackouts, that renewables were unreliable. He's copying the Trump formula, which leads us back to possibly the most insane thing I've read this week. You might want to sit down. If you're driving, you may want to pull over. You saw Joe Biden drop the axe on those poor pipeline workers. You've seen them on YouTube with tears running down their faces. You've seen their communities decimated. But did Biden care about that? Nah, Biden don't care about that. In fact, he was on television the other day insisting he was the working man's president, the president of labor. And he is in India and Turkmenistan. Wait till you hear this. The Biden administration is helping to build a pipeline. The Biden administration, I kid you not, is promoting and negotiating the construction of a pipeline. Oh, cool, you say? It'll put people to work. Well, it's not in the United States. Where is this pipeline? Well, it'll run from Turkmenistan, a human rights abuser in league with North Korea. The State Department rates them about the same in terms of human rights abuses. It'll run from Turkmenistan across Afghanistan through Pakistan to where? India. Wait. India. Who are our two top manufacturing competitors right now in the world? China and who? India? Okay. And what is the one thing holding India back right now? Because they got the cheap labor. Cheap available energy. The Biden administration is negotiating and helping to build a pipeline from Turkmenistan all the way to India? Uh-huh. You still think they mean it about the environment? You still think this has anything to do with the environment? It never was. And it's not about science either. It's only about punishing the American people, destroying American jobs, and cutting down on capitalism. Why? Every new government dependent is a victory for the Democrats because it increases their power. You must understand this. There is no other rational explanation for what they're doing, which is what? Listen to how off the rails this is. Part of the deal, the Washington Examiner reports, is paying the Taliban protection money to or transit fees for the pipeline transiting Afghan territory. Otherwise, they'd just blow it up. So how much are we talking? Oh, millions of dollars a month. To the Taliban? Yep, you know, you remember the Taliban. Killed hundreds of us, our soldiers, that Taliban. We're negotiating payment to them. It's kind of like the mafia. You know how the mafia worked, the protection racket. Nice business you got there. Be ashamed if anything happened to it. I'm here to collect my protection check. Yep, like that. We are actually negotiating protection payments in order to get India the cheap available energy it needs to kick our rear end in manufacturing. Do you see why Obrador is making the investments that he is in Mexico? He gets it. Cheap labor plus cheap energy, which we are now helping India to achieve while we shut down our own pipelines, equals beating America in manufacturing, possibly even beating China, too. So while the U.S. goes backwards and chooses to live in the Stone Age, third world countries like Mexico and India are either preparing to dominate us, and this will work, in manufacturing, or we're actually helping to build the pipeline that will allow that. Folks, you cannot look at this any other way than that the left wants to kneecap American capitalism, jobs, and manufacturing. If they really cared about the environment and believed pipelines had something to do with a bad environment, no way, no how would the Biden administration be helping India and Turkmenistan come together to get India the natural gas it needs while shutting down the XL here. It's simply illogical. Something else is going on.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We not only have abandoned any commitment to growing manufacturing, we are committed to destroying it. Ask yourself this. If Biden and John Kerry, his climate czar, truly cared about the environment, would the State Department be doing this? Of course not. It's not about the environment. Remember, Biden climate czar, John Kerry, 2 weeks ago admitted, while announcing the job destruction of the XL and advising former pipeline workers to learn to install solar panels, he admitted the whole thing was for nothing. Remember? Here's why.
Almost 90% of all of the planet's emissions, global emissions, come from outside of U.S. borders. We could go to zero tomorrow, and the problem isn't solved.
So why destroy all those jobs? Well, for the same reason they're helping India by paying terrorists. Or negotiating the payment to terrorists. Turkmenistan will be making the payments. To destroy the American economy. Once you understand this, it all begins to make sense. All the contradictions begin to make sense. Why you would want to have diesel-powered trains moving the oil rather than the XL pipeline. Remember, the pipeline is carbon neutral and doesn't pollute. The diesel trains do. Yet by shutting down the XL, they are mandating that the energy go on the diesel-powered trains. Totally illogical if you believe them that they do it because they care about the environment, but completely logical if you understand that they want to hurt our energy economy and cost American jobs. They don't care about the environment. It explains perfectly why in the same two-week period you would shut down the XL pipeline, which brings oil, sand oil, into America for refining while helping to build the pipeline from Turkmenistan to India. They don't care about Turkmenistan. They want India to have cheap energy so that they can kneecap the U.S. economy. It is one of their big barriers to power. So if I were Ted Cruz, I wouldn't apologize. In fact, I'd go straight back to Mexico. And I would stand in front of one of those coal-fired plants that AMLO is bringing back online. And I would explain all of this to the American people. I would explain with alarm that all over the globe, folks have watched the energy renaissance in the United States of America under Trump, watched America beat countries at manufacturing during the Trump era that had lower wages because we had cheap energy. And those countries are now seeking it to do exactly what we did. We cannot go in reverse. By the way, even Europe is catching on. Do you know what Germany is doing right now? They just gave the go-ahead to Russia to finish a natural gas pipeline that will run from Russia to Germany. You know what that's going to mean, folks, long term? Russia and not the U.S. is going to dominate Europe as a sphere. We have always dominated Europe. Europe has always been oriented toward us. That orientation will begin to flip toward Russia as they are dependent on Russia for their backup source of fuel, mainly natural gas. This while we take our natural gas plants offline. It is a disaster for competition. It's a disaster for making sure old ladies don't freeze to death in the winter. And I would explain how that could help Texas not go dark again and help us, never thought I'd say this, keep up with Mexico in manufacturing in the future. So don't apologize, Ted. Anybody know him? Could you send him this podcast? That'd be cool. Thank you for listening to today's Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.